Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just having thunderstorms right now. Just one more day of continual storms.
Yeah, you seem to get a ton of that stuff down there all the time. We got kind of blue skies here today. It's warming up a little bit, but the ground's still very, very cold. They're out there with their big tractors tilling it up, but I don't know if they're going to try and plant yet or not. But I think we are heading towards disaster when it comes to agriculture. We may have another good year. We may not. Who knows? It's up to the Lord. Before we get rolling, frequency, we sold out of the first batch, and we've had to order another group. So, and we're getting good reviews. I've had good reviews on it, and we just hope that people will take to heart what we're trying to show people, that this is a very, very serious and very scary, if you understand it, situation that humanity is in. And it's all in the Matrix. And the Matrix is got but one goal, deception and delusion, and to keep you deep within the Matrix. That's all it's about. Anybody that makes an effort or even a kind of a turns towards the Lord comes under severe attack if it's serious. Otherwise, he doesn't bother people. And, of course, a lot of Christians don't even believe that Satan, who is the overlord of the Matrix, and under him are the controllers of the religions, the philosophies, the governmental systems, etc., etc. And that's why I always return to Psalm 2. Psalm 2 says what it says, and I can't apologize for the Lord to anyone that doesn't like Psalm 2 or doesn't believe what it says. I'm very sorry if it offends people. I got an email from somebody, they're offended, and so they canceled because I mentioned QAnon. Well, QAnon has, for the last two and almost a half years, been lying to the American people. They've been telling everybody that next week, you're going to see arrests. Then we're going to send all these people to Gitmo. On and on and on it went. I can't believe anything they have to say anymore because of that. If that offends people, I'm sorry it offends you, but I'm not changing my mind on it. I can't help it. Psalm 2 includes QAnon. And people better wake up to all of this. Psalm 2 includes all the leaders, all the rulers, all the authorities in the whole world, not just America, in the whole world. It says that. And I'm not going to contradict Jesus Christ. I'm just not going to do it. And if I lose all the people listening, then I've lost all the people listening. If you will not accept what God has to say, you're in a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. Believe me, as I have researched frequencies, and now I've got book two almost complete, it's done, except for editing. It's more scary than I ever thought that it would be. And the Word of God, he has taken me into all kinds of scriptures that most people never even heard of that are in the Old Testament and the New Testament. This is scary stuff. And the Lord's about to lower the boom on everyone on planet Earth, not just the United States, but the United States is the first to go because their hypocrisy of the whole nation. And that kind of leads us into Venezuela, which Larry and I will get on to, but I can't help it if people don't want to believe the Word of God the way it's written. I have, for the last almost 30 years now, tried to tell people, and I know it for an absolute fact, that modern Christianity is a lie and it's a fake. It's a half-truth. And a half-truth to the Lord is a total lie. There's no way it gets around it. You can get around it. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again." No exceptions. That's the way it is. So the issue is, what is being born again? And I've been fighting the fakes out there, which Peter, by the way, warned all about these fakes. And Jesus did too. Wolves in sheep's clothing. They are the great big leaders of modern Christianity. They're on radio, they're on TV, and they're feeding you lies. And if you support them and if you believe them, you're going to have to deal with the Lord about that, because he warned everyone about this. Nobody can plead ignorance, especially Christians, that he didn't warn them and tell them who these people are. And Peter verified everything Jesus said. So did Paul. So did John. It's in the book of Revelation. They're all fakes. They're liars. They're deceived, and they're deceiving others. I can't apologize for the Lord Jesus Christ, nor will I. If people cannot stand the Word of God, that's their problem, not mine. I don't want anybody's blood on my hands, and I've told everybody the absolute truth, and I fear absolutely no contradiction from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've had too many supernatural occurrences that people have told me about, where even we had a doctor who temporarily died, and he went before the Lord, and the Lord told him to go back and finish up. I had written a whole series. It's called Dark Light, and it's named after Paul, and we see through a glass darkly. And it's a large volume of work, and I spent, I don't know, maybe a couple of years working on it. And he told, this is what the doctor said, "The Lord told me to go back and finish up what I was studying." He was studying Dark Lake, and the Lord told him, "You go back and you finish up, because it's true." And I had a woman in another city who went to church, and the Lord told her, "Get out. Don't go there. Search the matter out." And this is what all I've been trying to tell people. You personally are all going to be held responsible individually as to whether you searched the Lord out and found him or you didn't. That's just the way it is. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing I will do about it. I've told you the truth. Jesus said, if you're telling the truth, you'll be hated, reviled, persecuted, and shunned. And that's exactly what has happened to me over these last almost 30 years. And I can't help it. I know what the truth is. I met Jesus Christ face to face. I know what he showed me. I know what he's told me. I don't care if people can't stand that America's Babylon the Great. I know that it is, for an absolute fact. Again, I fear no contradiction to it. And if people just can't believe it, I don't know. I don't know what to say to anyone about that. It's not a question of opinions. It's not even a question of interpretation. You are to approach the Word of God as a little tiny child who knows nothing. You have to empty yourselves of any biases you may have, philosophical, religion, whatever they are. You have to eliminate and drop them. And if you will do that, the Lord will open up the scriptures in such a way you won't believe what a deception you were in. And that's why the book of Revelation in the third chapter to the last day church says the Christians are deceived. Totally. They know it's not. That they're not born again. They only think they are. So anyway, I don't want to get off on that. I got a warning here for people in California that's really serious. Stop drinking California tap water. California's drinking water is so chemically contaminated, it's a carcinogenic. A new study finds that drinking tap water in California over the course of a lifetime could increase the risk of cancer. Researchers from the environmental advocacy group, Environmental Working Group, estimated that the contaminants found in public water systems in California have contributed to about 15,500 cancer cases there over the course of a lifetime. The contaminants include chemicals, arsenic, hexavalent chromium. Do you know what that is, Larry? I don't know what that is. Some sort of a chromium. And radioactive elements such as uranium and radium. I mean, that's radioactive stuff. This is what happens when a state gives their finger to the Lord. And California has consistently given their finger to the Lord. And they're going to get paid back, just like America's going to get paid back. We're headed into trouble, folks. And we get tied up in this deal with Venezuela, we're really going to be in trouble. And Larry, you had some Bible codes that you wanted to get into. Why don't we go into that? Because some of that dealt with that, didn't it?
I was going to also comment that that I saw a prophetic utterance the other day. I can't remember who sent. Maybe Don sent it to me, but this individual was saying that there's a strategic relocation of some people out of harm's way, those that are, you know, really in the Lord's keep, and that, and I suppose maybe I'm one of those being relocated, but it appears that we're entering, in, like you said, a very dangerous time, and some people are having to be moved out of the way. And, you know, that's what a lot of times, Amos 3:7, a verse that I've always loved, basically, I'm paraphrasing, says God will not do anything until he tells the his servants, the prophets, that they warn the people and prepare the people for what's going to come. And I think that may be what's happening just before the hammer falls in America, is some of the people that love the Lord and he's keeping, some of them are in good spots. But maybe some of them now, because of circumstances or people's hearts, are being moved out of the way.
Yeah, it's amazing. And in fact, you might not, I suppose, in the end, get this place that you were looking at. But I have to say that the situation and the circumstances of you finding that are definitely of the Lord. A memory lapse, so you have to return and get into a conversation who leads to a real estate person, et cetera, et cetera. That's how the Lord operates. And it's just amazing to me to watch him do all this. And yet most people would say that God wasn't involved in it. But he is involved in those kind of things, particularly if you love the Lord and you're trying to be obedient. That's all he wants from people, is to be obedient. And either he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, or he's not. And people really got to start making up their mind whether he is or isn't. I don't think there's much chance now for fence riding. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I just did want to make a quick comment that, whether this option plays out or not, I really do think the response in the last 24 hours or so from people that are sending something to help us, because without that, we would not be able to even do what the Lord opened up. So I really do thank people that are helping us.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. We really appreciate the outpouring of help. And this is what it's all about anyway. That's what divine love is all about and always has been about. And it's just amazing. And just ask everybody to keep Larry and Darnett in prayer. And but I know for a fact he's going to answer all this. And it's just amazing how he works. It's usually at the last second. And it's always been that way. Let's get into your Bible codes. What has Barry got for us now? I know a lot of people don't like Bible codes, but folks, Bible codes are mathematics. I have a book. It's called Theomatics. And I urge people, if you can even find it now, it's written by Jerry Lucas and Del Washburn. It's called Theomatics, God's Best Kept Secret Revealed. And anybody that's into Bible codes, I urge you to get this book. It goes from Genesis all the way through to the end of Revelation and proves absolute mathematical continuity throughout. It's amazing how that works. Would never have been found except for computers. It's kind of like when the early deals on Bible codes, that was all done by hand, wasn't it? Mathematics? Larry? Before they really began to dig in?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Stuart. There were some early rabbis that actually had the insight and the mathematical ability to find some very simple embedded Torah codes in the Torah. And then Eli Ripps, who really was the one that began to come out and find Torah codes and did it by hand, by writing. And but then he went to the computer when he got out of Russia and wound up in Israel, at where he's at now, at the Hebrew University. He has opened this up. And if you'll remember, I actually got a report from him, a personal report, where he told me that the Torah codes they had found are multidimensional. So it's incredible.
Yes. And I remember the Bible code they found on primal light. And
yeah.
I've often wondered as to what we call darkness is actually light, and what we call light is actually darkness. So it's very, very strange reversal of things. But, yeah, folks, the mathematics and the continuity of the scriptures from start to finish, all the way through Old Testament and New Testament, are absolutely proven now by computer to be so, how do I word this, so far beyond human ability that only a super, super genius, probably no word other words for it, wrote it. And now they're finding out that it even goes over to Strong's, and the numbering system of Strong's is not coincidental. God has pulled out just about every stop he can to prove he exists, prove the Bible is true, and everybody's just thumbing their nose. When I say everybody, I'm talking about generally mankind. And unfortunately, a lot of the Christians don't take any of this very seriously either, which is, of course, why Jesus says what he says in the book of Revelation. They know it's not. They think they're going to heaven. They're not. They're not going to heaven at all. And you'll find that again in Matthew chapter 7, where he says, "Get away from me. I never knew who you were." These are all Christians. By the millions are sent away because they went after the fakes out there, preachers, teachers, and evangelists. They're preaching a fake gospel of salvation. It's very, very clever, actually, just like Peter said it would be. He said, "This is the most clever and insidious lie." And, of course, Satan is very, very clever. I don't think people give Satan much credit, but he really deserves a ton of credit. He's smarter than the collective wisdom of the human race, and we make a big mistake mocking him. You got to be on guard. He knows how to slay, and he knows how to deceive. So, anyway, here's a headline. Let's get to the Bible code before we get off on other news.
Okay. There's actually, I understand. There's actually two Torah codes, new ones that Barry Rothman has just done that are very timely. Number one is April the 30th, 2019, the Torah code called Fall of Maduro. And Barry notes that the Fall of Maduro is encoded in the Torah, but there's no date that that occurs. Now, what's interesting, there's seven wordings in the matrix, and I'll read the matrix and get your opinion, then I'll read the second code. In the Rothman code of Fall of Maduro, number one, Fall of Maduro, it's right there, Number two, USA. Number three, one. Number four, starvation fatal. Number five, for you shall perish. Number six, food. Number seven, Nick. What do you think, Stuart?
Wow. I'm very interested about the food and you shall perish and hunger. Well, this is what happens when a society goes on socialism. They did a survey on the American people, and they said they weren't concerned about going into socialism. You better be. Take a look at Venezuela. So this must have to do with societal upheaval. If Maduro's going to go, it doesn't say how he goes, though, does it? Does it say, other than the USA, does that mean we invade, I wonder?
Well, it doesn't say, and he can't find any. You know, in the tower codes, looking for the wordings, you kind of have to know what you're looking for. And
yes.
He wasn't able to bring out anything other than this, that there appears to be a fall of Maduro in the Torah encoded, but it doesn't say exactly how or any date that this happens, but it does include a lot of data about starvation. And, you know, of course, one thing is, you know, you made the comment that, you know, a lot of people in America is not worried about socialism. And I'm thinking, well, they should be, because it can kill you. Just look at Venezuela.
Yes.
People are dying by the day over there.
Yeah, I mean, they are starving to death. So that's an interesting group of wording that he's finding. What's the other code?
Okay, the other one is very interesting, and it's very timely. Matter of fact, he did it, started it today. It's still under construction, May 3rd, 2019, and he titled it, William Barr Will Investigate Obama and Clinton. And, of course, we know that Barr presently is under the guns right now because the other than Trump seems to be worried that he may look. But anyway, there's 12 phrases or words in the matrix that he's found, which, like I say, is still under construction, but I'll go ahead and read them and get your opinion. Number one, William Barr. Number two, Comey. Number three, Russian. Number four, Mueller. Number five, traitor. Number six, B. Obama. Number seven, Clinton. Number eight, a phrase which says, Senate which they will declare. Number nine, spy. Number 10, Nadler. Number 11, Comey. Again, number 12 is Trump. So that's a matrix, Stuart, of what Barry Ropin feels the Torah code is indicating, that William Barr, by the results of this matrix, may go into investigation into Obama and Clinton.
Well, he kind of indicated that at the hearing. You know, I mean, the Democrats treated him so badly. I mean, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, but, of course, communists aren't. Communists are, you know, they have an agenda, and they don't care how many people they kill to come out on top. They have no conscience. Their conscience is totally seared. They're committing sedition or treason at worst, and yet none of them have been indicted, even though Hillary Clinton, they got all the evidence. So I'll be surprised if any of them go to jail. Hopefully they will. But here's the problem, Larry. If they think that Barr is going to, and they know what they did, all of these people named in there know exactly what they did. They committed treason. And if Barr does do what he says he's going to do, and they get indicted, and they're found guilty, I mean, actually treason is, you know, that's, what's the sentence? I think it's death. Would deep state, here's my point, would deep state stand by and allow Barr to do this without a huge false flag or a war to divert everybody's attention away from it, and it becomes a non-issue? because we're attacked. What do you think?
Well, I think you may be very, very close to reality because of the fact that I've been watching a lot of people that claim to be in the know a little bit of insiders and what's being talked in Washington. And right now they say they are reporting that there's great concern over a false flag because Trump has already gave the indication he's behind an investigation into the spying and the intel agencies and, you know, all of those that were against him, including Clinton and Obama. And now you've got an attorney general who seems to indicate and has readily admitted in public that there was spying, and that blowed their minds when he said that. And
I don't know what else you call it.
Yeah, you're right. And so anyway, the interesting thing is they're worried about a false flag because if William Barr begins to move in that direction, and they say the tables appear to be possibly turning, you know, they can't afford deep state and the left and the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans who are all deeply involved in this Russian hoax against Trump to remove Trump from office. They can't take the chance. So we better be really watchful about a false flag. And at the same time, you mentioned the war.
Yes.
Isn't this and I want to ask your opinion on this. Isn't this the strangest approach to a regime change in Venezuela that you have ever seen, because we drug our feet in all directions approaching the issue, and now suddenly Maduro's entrenched. He's actually won the contest between Guaido and the coup against him, and now Russia has now threatened, according to today's reports, threatened the U.S. about using any force. So do you reckon this might be the war that deep state would begin to activate to get us into, to actually put up a smoke screen to cover themselves from an investigation?
Yeah, I think they would. In fact, I think they'd bomb a couple cities if they could get away with it. They have no conscience. They don't care if they kill millions of people. And we know from Deagle.com there's a massive reduction of the American population along with North Korea. So here's a possible scenario. Let's say, and I've got several articles here that are kind of, I don't know what you would call it, kind of dangerous, I would think. See if I can find them. Aircraft carriers have left port. Are the USS Eisenhower and the USS Roosevelt headed south towards Venezuela? Juan Guaido has initiated a violent uprising in an attempt to overthrow Nicolas Maduro. It appears that the U.S. may be preparing to intervene in the conflict militarily. Now, that's what Pompeo said, that they didn't really want to, which is a bunch of lies as well, because that's what they want to do. They want the energy. And I understand there's a lot of gold in Venezuela as well.
Yeah.
And probably rare earth minerals as well. Venezuela would be a big, big plum for the Americans to take control over by installing a puppet regime. And you can't just take America's word for this. But if we get involved militarily, and I'll get into this article a little bit more, we're heading into a conflict with Cuba, China, Russia, and probably Iran, and who knows what North Korea's got involved there. So let's say we get militarily involved. Let's say these aircraft carriers are going south, which is what this article says, breaking. U.S. Navy deploys two aircraft carriers, both southbound, one from each coast, amid the Venezuelan crisis. Update one, Eisenhower left Virginia, headed south on the same day Roosevelt deployed out of San Diego, headed for the Panama Canal. Update number two, U.S. Navy Nimitz-class aircraft carrier Dwight Eisenhower departed Norfolk, was off AIS, whatever that is, for 4 days, seems to be headed south. Update 3, American roll-on, roll-off carrier, something, departed Mexico with a fake destination hiding their real destination. So there's something going on. Then it says Venezuela Navy frequencies are still active. Morse code going on in the background. U.S. Navy fast combat support ship departed Norfolk just a little bit ago. So there's a support ship. So there, if all this information is true, it would certainly seem to indicate that something is up. Could it be possible that the U.S. is about to go to war with Venezuela? If you are not familiar with what happened in Venezuela on Tuesday, here's a good summary, and I'm not going to get into that because we all know what happened. But Maduro is still firmly in control of the military command. And Lopez, the partner of Guaido, is still in the Chilean ambassador residence. Have you heard any more about that? I understand that's surrounded now by troops.
Well, it's the Spanish embassy there in Caracas. Yeah, they, once the coup attempt by Guaido failed, and if you remember in our last show, we talked about how some of the breakaway military had broke Lopez out of prison. And
yes.
The Maduro people now are after everyone, and this is an update that I got just a little while ago. It says that, I'll just read the headline. This is from Yahoo News. Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez now inside the Spanish embassy in Caracas with Maduro's generals outside seeking to arrest him. Spain refuses to hand Lopez over to Maduro's people. Also, at the same time, they're reporting that Guaido seems to be running from hit squads. They're concerned that he's about to be assassinated, and Maduro's people are also and the ones that are out doing this appear to be the Cubans. There's 25 to 30,000 Cuban troops that are supporting Maduro, and they're the ones that are shooting the people in Venezuela. Is the data that I'm getting. And they're saying now that thousands, as many as 25,000 a day in the last 2 days, have fled across the Venezuela border with Colombia into Colombia, that the Colombian military are now setting up camps to receive them and their Guaido followers. So this is a revolution in progress. The only exception, and America ought to take a hint at this, couple of years ago or so, remember Maduro took all their guns? He got all the Venezuelan people's guns.
Yep.
And now they can't fight back.
Well, this is what they're doing, and this is what the UN wants to do. State Department document 7277. Go on your computers and download it. It's still there. State Department document 7277, and what it's about is the disarming of the American people, actually placing our U.S. military, all branches of it, under United Nations control. In fact, a lot of people don't realize the U.N. is basically already in control of our United States military, which is very, very interesting. A lot of people don't realize the Korean conflict was actually a U.N. conflict, and MacArthur was under the United Nations, and all this started, of course, right after World War II, and when the United Nations, they have these wars, see, and then they advance. This is how the communists work. This is the way they've always worked. They'll have a big war, and then they'll advance something like a world government system to prevent the wars they themselves initiate. And unfortunately, the masses of the people don't catch on to all this kind of stuff, and so they walk into the trap. And the United Nations is after the guns. The Democrats, which are deep state communists, also UNers, if you want to call them that, are after our guns. They're coming after the guns anyway. doesn't require the UN or even the Democrats. If you watch what's going on behind the scenes, one by one, they're closing all the loopholes. They love to disarm the military boys and girls that are coming back because military types would know how to organize resistance. So a lot of these people are being denied weapons. And unfortunately, this is going to continue. And they're coming in the back door with mental health issues. You hear that? You even hear it with Trump talking about that. Well, he even made the comment, well, let's take the guns and then we'll litigate it after the fact. That kind of a remark is deadly. Now, he did, I understand, because you remember when Nikki Haley signed on to the UN gun control situation. I did hear that Trump, by executive order, withdrew from that. So that's a plus if he did. But they are going to get the guns, folks, because I think there's going to be a revolution here. I really do. And I think it's going to be bloody and nasty and long. But remember what prophecy says. A new world order does come out on top of this whole mess. And the only thing the Christian can pray for is that the Lord remove them before and escape all these things that are about to come upon planet Earth. So anyway, very, very interesting. But you're right, Larry, they got rid of the guns down there. So how do you defend yourself?
Well, you're not going to be able to hardly. And the only option is, you know, if possibly the U.S., which has shipped in a lot of stuff into Colombia, arms Guaido's people in Colombia, and then they go back across the border. But we don't know how that's going to work. But I wanted to share with you some headlines today that came out from Fox News and One America News. They were reporting that Trump was indicating he wanted some options, military options in Venezuela, after he had a conversation with Putin today, who challenged Washington in Venezuela's power play. That's the headline. And they reported today that Bolton and Pompeo both went to the Pentagon and worked with the Pentagon on military options for Venezuela. So it does seem that if we do anything in Venezuela, it will have to be a military movement.
Yeah, I got this article from Sputnik. Now, everybody says Sputnik's fake news, but I find out most of the time they're very solid news. Earlier in the day, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned that the U.S. military action in Venezuela was possible, although he said the United States still prefers a peaceful transition of power. The Pentagon has conducted extensive planning to prepare for any scenario that could unfold in Venezuela, according to Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan. Now, this guy is really, really brilliant, this Shanahan, said during congressional hearings on Wednesday. We have done exhaustive planning, so there's not a situation or scenario we don't have a contingency for. Well, the only problem with that is if you forget the God factor and you fall under the curses of Deuteronomy chapter 28, which we have. There's only a few of them left that we haven't really experienced full blast for. One of them is economic collapse, and they're warning about that. They're lying through their teeth about the economy. The economy is not anywhere near as good as they're claiming it is. But anyway, this is going to get, I think, very, very, very interesting because of the God factor. You know, it doesn't really make any difference what your technology is. If God's not going to be for it, I guess you got a problem, right?
Well, you do, Stuart. And what's interesting, too, I can't tell you the number of prophetic utterances I've read lately that seem to indicate America's going to war, but God's not going to fight on her side. And to me, that's absolutely frightening to know that protection won't be there. So you may be exactly right. And as a matter of fact, You know, it's, you know, you mentioned the aircraft carriers that are in movement.
Yes.
You know, we know now that there's two sitting in the Mediterranean, and that has probably something to do with Iran and it's, and Hezbollah, Hamas, et cetera, et cetera. And you may be exactly right. Some of this stuff may begin to pop off either when we start to confront Venezuela, Iran may make its move, or vice versa.
Well, I don't know if this, I think this is a kind of a prophecy. It must be, because it sounds like it's from the Lord. And I always take all these, and I hope everybody does, with a grain of salt. Nevertheless, like Larry said, this is being shown to literally probably hundreds of people that don't say much about it. Here's what it says. I will make an example of my nation, America. All the nations will mourn as her beauty goes up in a wisp of smoke, never to be seen again. Men shall remember and lament her beauty and wealth, and those who are wise will learn and fear my mighty power because of this great destruction. Another nation will rise to prominence to take her place. Guess who that is? Probably China. Because China's social credit system is actually the forerunner to the Mark of the Beast system of the Bible. And the Mark of the Beast system is a system of absolute total surveillance, total control at all times. And their social credit system is hideous. When you read about what's going on, in fact, the next prophetic insider for me, I'm going to get into the 5G, 6G systems, and China's heavily involved in all of this. I've often wondered, or said, actually, that I believe that China is the model for the New World Order. But this is interesting. I'm going to make an example of my nation, America. America's Babylon the Great, folks. And this is what this really does say. All the nations will mourn as her beauty goes up in a wisp of smoke. That's exactly what the Revelation says. The shipmaster is in the sea of all the nations. Watch her burn. We're the first nation to go down in the whole series of events that take place. Now, I can't tell you exactly where during this tribulation period that takes place, but I don't think it's very far away. It's tied directly to Ezekiel 38:39, as we've gone into before. But I thought that was kind of an interesting thing in view of what you just said, Larry, about I will turn your friends into your enemies, and this time and there will be none to help you. They will stand back and gaze in horror as you are attacked again and again until there is nothing left of your beauty, your freedoms, or your wealth. You have decided, or declared, rather, I do not exist. You do not need me, and I shall show your need for me. But I will not rescue you, for you have turned from me and scoffed in my face. Well, that's exactly what I declared in Frequency 1 and Frequency 2. America's in dire trouble, folks, really. I don't have words to show how serious this is for not only America, but for the Christians. They are under rank deception. And there's nothing I can do about it other than I can stand before the Lord and said, I told them. And I took a lot of hits because I told them, and they didn't want to hear it. Well, this is what this says. They don't want to hear it. Larry knows they don't want to hear it. I mean, if you're telling any part of the truth, you're going to be in trouble. They just can't stand to hear it. It's really weird. Anyway, what else have we got? Oh, here's a headline. I just copied the headline. Why are Clapper and Brennan not in jail? Well, I would add to that, why is not Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and all these others in jail? I mean, they've known about this stuff now for, what, at least a year. It makes you just wonder. Now, here's what Trump says. I'm going to declassify everything about warrants Obama used to spy on his campaign. And he suggests James Comey was leading the effort, and the scandal will be bigger than Watergate. President Trump said on Thursday he plans to declassify everything related to the Obama administration's campaign year, spying on his campaign, blamed former FBI Director James Comey for probably leading an effort to win approval for surveillance of one of his campaign foreign policy aides, Carter Page. He mocked the New York Times for finally reporting Obama-era efforts. Can you see, Larry, what the New York Times and these other communist outlets are going to slowly leak some of this stuff because they know what's on the table for them and they want to have their bread buttered. So if Trump wins and deep state loses, well, they'll still have some support. But they're just very gently now leaking a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's just kind of weird.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting what you brought up or referred to there, because you're exactly right. And no one should be surprised that they're beginning to leak a little of this stuff against the Clintons or Obama. Because what they're doing, you mentioned bread, they're literally buttering their bread on both sides.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. 515 news outlets targeted for blacklist, including WorldNet Daily and Drudge. This censorship, folks, is getting worse and worse and worse. And very soon, if it's not stopped, you won't be getting any news whatever. It's not going to be there because they're going to censor all of it. The New World Order cannot have any truth. It cannot have any alternative news. It can only have the party line. And this is what we're watching. And unfortunately, the American people took the bait of online, like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all that. They took the bait. And this made these outfits grow to multi-billion dollar operations. And I have seen no attempts whatever, just a few comments about breaking these companies up under antitrust, which should have been done a long time ago. Remember when AT&T, Larry, was busted up?
Oh, yeah.
Into splinter groups. Well, that's what they need to do with all of these outfits, but it's not probably not going to happen because with 5G, 6G, all of this, they need those big operations. They need that data for the New World Order and a surveillance state. So I would doubt that they'll ever break these people up. What else you got for anything you want to comment on?
Well, you know, we did comment on the weather, and of course the sun is really acting anomalous. We're still having, matter of fact, the other night, after we actually was on the air, I guess it was Wednesday night, talking about the sprites, you know, that were being observed from Kansas.
Oh, huge.
Which, yeah, I thought was in Oklahoma. We had massive lightning here Thursday night, and this has got to be a really incredible electromagnetic activity of some type that is building these things to go all the way to almost to space.
Yeah, you're hearing reports more and more of people just not feeling right, more lackadaisical than normal. I mean, I would have to say our whole population, basically, I don't think they feel absolutely on top. I mean, we have got an environment with TV towers and all of this other stuff. We're being bombarded with all kinds of waves. And to top that off with the UV ratings and with deep space starting to pound our planet, folks, this is just going to keep getting worse. and is obviously triggering severe weather here, there, and everywhere. If you go around the globe, it's really fantastic what is going on. And I don't know. You can't really prepare for it. You can only ask the Lord to protect you through some of this. And anyway, getting away from censorship, but all of these outfits, in fact, I had something really interesting happen. Today, when I was downloading news, I kept getting this warning on Word. That site's not trustworthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So after I got about 20 of those going to alternative sites that I know about, I decided, well, I'll go on CNN and I'll try downloading a few of their articles. No warning. No warning at all. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Alternative news, all kinds of warnings. CNN, no warning at all. I think that says it all.
I was going to mention that Stan and Holly Deo have red writing on the top of their website that a lot of people are receiving warnings now when they come to the Deo website to read the news that something's wrong with that website. And the Deos are saying it's secure, that this is not true. And by the way, I wanted to share with you, you know, if you remember Wednesday night, we talked about the nuke story that came out of the UK and Russian nukes in Venezuela. And guess what? I had not only the story, and I did post it on my blog, but I had to use an alternative picture because two images that I had captured that dealt with that story from the UK, every time I tried to upload them and use them on the blog, it would not do it, and they came up with wording that said, that warned me that it involved national security. What do you think of that?
Yeah, they're censoring all this stuff. Well, I guess my attitude is, look, you guys in a deep state that are doing all this, have fun, you know? What else can I tell you? Have fun. Enjoy your power, because it's soon going to be just taken away from you, and you're going to wish you'd never been born. I'm not speaking because I believe it. I'm speaking because I know it for an absolute fact. When the Lord took me to Washington and showed me, and this is, I'm not asking anybody to believe that came from the Lord, I just believe it, but I was taken to Washington. And I was shown what was going on down there. And I was told with no uncertain terms that it was over, that America had basically been found warned, been found wanting, been weighed in the balance. That was 20-some-odd years ago. And it didn't matter what America did. The Lord knew they were never going to repent. And this thing I read to you, why would he destroy a nation that was going to repent? He says, I'm going to make an example of my nation, America. That doesn't sound like any repentance to me on anybody's part. Basically, the Christians don't even know what repentance is. It's kind of a dirty word. It's been blacklisted. It's like a lot of those things that the Christian teachers, preachers, and evangelists do today. They blacklist anything that doesn't or, you know, that's unpleasant. And I've never quite understood why, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you go through a lot of negative stuff before you get your doctor's license. If you want to be a lawyer, you go through a lot of negative stuff to become a lawyer. And yet, for whatever reason, Christians don't want to have anything to do with negative stuff. So anyway, I don't know. What do you do with it, Larry? I mean, you just have to sit back and watch, I guess. What else got?
Well, there's really an interesting report came out today that I was surprised. StrangeSounds.org has got a new report up, Ancient Giants Found Buried in Alaska. And very, very intriguing information. You know, I didn't know that giants had been found buried in Alaska, but it's certainly coming out now.
Yeah, I think they're going to dig up, you know, the Lord said all this stuff that they've been hiding is going to be revealed. And the reason he does it, folks, is he's trying to prove his word is true. Too many people have the attitude, well, you got to show me proof or I'm not going to believe any of this. Well, tough, you know. Faith and belief are your beginning points. Just do what he says. You'll find out whether it's true or not. You'll find out whether Satan's true or not either, too. You get serious about the Bible, and you're going to run into Satan right away. He doesn't operate directly. He operates through family members. He operates through other means. But it's total opposition, and it's just too bad that people don't really believe in any of this stuff. Stasi, Stasi state, you know, like Germans, when they were East Germany. Amazon rings doorbell surveillance, wants to create a crime news network. Amazon is currently looking to hire someone with the title Managing Editor News for its Ring doorbell surveillance hardware and software, and wants to create a police state run by the citizens themselves. You know, it's like that see something, say something, folks. This is to get people to monitor each other and then report it. This is what they did in East Germany. And I'm unfortunately, this is exactly what's going to happen here. Chinese, that's what that's all about. Social credits, they just rat on each other. And I'm sure in World War II that went on a lot. Let's see, what else we got here? Oh, the arrival. I wanted to talk about the arrival. I don't really have much time, but folks, the signs are everywhere that we are on the verge of the arrival of the so-called aliens, which are fallen angels, and they're going to deceive 95% of the human race. Here's a headline, Larry. Pentagon warns on risk of Chinese submarines in the Arctic. Deepening Chinese activities in the Arctic region could pave the way for a strengthened military presence, including deployment of submarines to act as deterrents against nuclear attack. This is kind of interesting in view of our possibilities in Venezuela, don't you think?
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Absolutely.
You want to talk? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to comment. Along with the Chinese subs, we've also got Russian subs in the Arctic. And remember, Putin has already built forward operating bases, military bases in the Arctic.
Yeah, we're being encircled. And Venezuela is just one more point. And this may be the trigger point for World War III, because my take is that if we get involved there, then Kimmy, the whiz kid over there in North Korea, will probably be told by deep state, why don't you launch a couple of your missiles and hit a couple American cities? That'll keep them occupied, and then we won't lose Venezuela, we won't lose all the oil, we won't lose this, and we won't lose that. But I think that would expand, and probably, you know, it's kind of like the Armageddon script, where war breaks out everywhere. That was your friend, right? He said he saw war just suddenly break out everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, anyway, folks, we're running out of time here shortly. And I wanted to thank everybody again for their helping Larry and Darnett out of their troubles, and we appreciate everything you've done for them, and we'll continue. And hopefully Larry and Darnett will find a place that is a good place to move. I agree with Larry. I think this is a time when the Lord is moving people around for the final thing as to what's coming. It's going to be really, really nasty. However, the Lord on your side, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to fret about it. In fact, you can be almost nonchalant about it. It's the people that don't know the Lord, who have not been obedient, that really better be very worried. And anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Any final word there, Larry?
Well, better just keep that seatbelt buckled.
Yeah. I tell you what, folks, we're in for a bumpy, bumpy ride. And don't be surprised if a false flag occurs right here in the United States, a major one. Deep State has to do something to get Barr off his investigations and search. And we are in a very dangerous period of time now for the United States. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And if anything breaks, we'll certainly do a show on it. And anyway, we appreciate your support. Good night.